Hello, hello, everyone. How y'all doing? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. It's time to join me for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. So thank you all so much for joining me today. Today, we're actually going to talk about healing crystals. Woo! So healing crystals is going to be our topic today. Fake? Is this a placebo effect thing or real? That's what we're going to talk about today. And basically what I want to do for you today is give you the information. I'm going to lay it out. I'm going to talk to you about some things. And then I basically just want you to go from there. And then you can build your belief from there and your understanding. But at least I can give you the information that you need to build that belief. Okay. At least I can give you the stepping stones. Okay. So the big question everybody's asking these days is healing crystals. What are they and do they even work? Okay. So let's talk about what a healing crystal is. Healing crystals are actually stones or rocks that are found in the earth. Okay. So a healing crystal is a natural rock or a natural stone that is found within the earth's crust. Okay. Some of them are created through different ways of nature happening. For example, tourmaline is made by lava, burnt wood or lava. That is definitely something, you know, that it's different things that are made, like petrified wood is one. There is literally a crystal for everything. First off, with that being said, there's a crystal for literally everything. So let's go back to what they are. So as I stated, they are rocks or stones that are found within the earth. So just like you have minerals in the earth, the healing crystals can be considered minerals. Okay. Minerals found within the earth. Okay. And these different minerals are mined, and that's where you get diamonds and gold. Diamonds and gold, these are just some of the main minerals or crystals. They're, you know, stones or elements that we use. We get those from the earth as well. Gold is mined. We find that, you know. A lot of these things can be found in the earth. So that's first where they come from. If we follow our history back in time a little bit to see when the first account of healing crystals was ever found, we take this all the way back to the Sumerians. Now, the ancient Sumerians were a group of people that are said to have lived before the Egyptians. This was the beginning of our civilization, supposedly our understanding were the Sumerians. Now, there's a lot when you speak about the ancient Sumerians, because some believe that the ancient Sumerians came from another place, from another planet. There's a very big theory behind the Sumerians and where they actually come from. The Sumerians were from another planet, another universe, another understanding, and then they came to ours to teach or to give information. Now, we have accounts of the Sumerians visiting several groups of people. They would have things very special with them when they did that. Now, one of the things that we find in Sumerian text and Sumerian writing is we find that they used what are called healing crystals or crystals in their everyday kind of like life. So they would use them for different ceremonies and different spells and things of that nature. Now, they were very mystical in type, so the Sumerians would use them for spells and things of that nature. Now, fast forward a little bit in our time, when we hear crystals, the first thing we think about is witches. Okay, witches and spells and voodoo and putting voodoo on people, and that's the first thing that we think about when we think about crystals, but that's not at all where it stems from. If we go back and look, if we go back in time, so we went forward a little bit, let's go back in time, to the Egyptian culture. The Egyptian culture used crystals as well. Now, this is one of the main accounts that we actually have of, you know, something that happened within our time and within our civilization, within our understanding. The ancient Egyptian culture, which is one of the main groups that we study in ancient times and the things that they brought to us, they were an advanced civilization as well. One of the reasons why they were advanced civilization is said because of the deities and things that were brought down to them, the information that they were given. They were given some information from some higher beings, it is said, and which is why the Egyptian culture was such a flourishing culture. Now, the Egyptian culture, first off, would use healing crystals for protection. So they would use these stones or crystals for protection, as well as for, you know, just different things around the home. A few of the ones that they would use is quartz, carnelian. They would use lapis lazuli. They would use turquoise. They would use these in their garments. So you would see them have, you know, nice big necklaces and head gear, which would be crowns or head scarves or, you know, head hats, things of that nature, within their walls, things of that nature. And they would use these different stones for different, because each stone had different benefits. For example, it was said that clear quartz could be good for protection, or carnelian could be good for luck, things of that nature. So that's what it is. Now, when we look at these ancient cultures and we look at the different crystals that we have and the different things that we've been given, we'll notice that, like I said, there's literally a crystal for everything. So, for example, you might have aventurine, that's a good luck, or positivity stone. You have rose quartz, which is a love stone. Clear quartz, which is a protection stone. It is also a energy stone. So it's good for giving you energy and boosting up your energy and, you know, blocking out negative energy. Black tourmaline is one that I mentioned earlier. It's very good for blocking out negative energy and keeping negative things away from you. Now, the reason why they do these different things, right, is because we have information that has been passed down from century to century to century, from different civilizations, different groups that state what each thing does and the characteristic of each thing. Now, remember, we find these things in nature in other places, so we know the characteristic of these things in nature in other places. It's just putting a whole understanding of the characteristics of these things within nature in regards to our human body, okay? Because, like, for example, when we look at herbs and spices, which are the same thing as stones and crystals, we see the benefits, right? And we know there's a plant for everything, right? So you see the benefits of thyme and cilantro and chamomile and lavender. And that's why everybody's moving more into the aromatherapy world, because you can see the benefits of that. It's the same thing for healing crystals. So when it comes down to understanding about healing crystals or stones, you know, being understood, whether they are real or fake, they are as real as the earth is real. That's because they're a tangible item that comes from the earth. So they're as real can be. Now, when it comes to the benefits that they provide, like I said, this information that we're given is information that has been passed down from culture to culture, from different group to different group, from ancient groups to ancient groups. These groups had nothing back then, whereas we have all this medicine and all these things to be able to help us and take care of us that we've made and conditioned out of natural things. All they had was natural things. They didn't have the technology to be able to make the medicine that we make and the things that we make, from what we understand. So with that being said, we have to understand that it's a different process, so they saw things a bit differently than we do. That's why we've got to remind ourselves and fully take a stance and understand what we believe in. If you understand the earth and understand things like limestone and things like that, they all have benefits, you know? So, healing crystals got to have benefits too, right? Ooh, ha. You take that and you grow with that as you might. I thank you all for joining me today. Today is going to be a short episode. I just wanted to talk about healing crystals a little bit. And, you know, just get the ideal on your mind. It is something that works and it can help you. There is literally a crystal for absolutely everything. There's a crystal to help you with speech impediments. There's a crystal to help you with focus. There's a crystal to help you with self-love. There's a crystal to help you with weight loss. There's a crystal to help you with lung problems. There's a crystal to help you with flat feet problems. There's literally a crystal to help you for everything. There's a crystal to help you with arthritis. If you're interested in finding out a little bit more about healing crystals, if you want to find me on Facebook, The Goddess Queen, I can give you a little bit more information on it. You can find me on The Goddess Queen. You can find me on Instagram as well as the Goddess Queen or Shay Sunshine. If you want 2019, if you want to a little bit more information, just send me a message. Send me a message. We can talk. I'll teach you everything that I know. I'll give you all the information that I can to help you along the way in your journey. Also, if you would like to, something easy that you can do, take a trip down to a metaphysical store. There is a metaphysical store in almost every city, okay? Take a trip down to a metaphysical store. Talk to the person that's there. Look at the different crystals. Read what they do. Go get you a healing crystal book. You can find your healing crystal book. And literally, you could just do your research and find the crystals that work best for you. Then go out and find them. Another place that you can get healing crystals is online. So you can search online. There's some different stores. Crystal Muse. If you go to Amazon.com, you can find crystals as well. If you just need a little third party, I have healing crystals as well that I sell. So if you like a little bit of, you know, help in regards to that, go ahead and just reach out to me. So again, I thank you all so much for joining me today. Namaste, ashe, amen, and have an absolutely amazing day, okay? Understand that everything out here was given to us to grow and learn. So what are you going to grow and learn from today? Have a great day, y'all. Thank you for joining me. See you next time.